National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze. There's a bar.
Do you feel the stress? Do you feel the pain? Do you identify with what so many people are living through at the moment, both in the U.S. and in the Caribbean, who have been tortured by wind and rain and waves that could be so destructive to their lives? It's horrifying to watch, and I want to remind you that you may have reached in your pocket for Harvey. You got to reach in your pocket again, whatever you can give for the victims of Irma here and abroad. And remember to choose a well-known, well-respected charitable organization, not some fly-by-night organization that became a foundation last night, so that you know that the money that you are giving, the help that you are giving, is reaching the people who deserve this help. But I have to tell you, as a travel person, that I'm very disturbed, not only about the destruction in Florida and in the Caribbean, I'm also disturbed by the way news media and talk show hosts describe particularly what's going on in the Caribbean, because at my count, there's something like, I'm going to say, about 9 island nations in the Caribbean that were dreadfully, negatively impacted by the storm. But at my last count, there were over 30 island nations that make up the jewels in the crown of the Caribbean Sea. And happily, by the grace of God, they were unaffected. And regrettably, I watch these shows and I hear things on radio. I want to jump through the TV screen or the radio speakers and grab these people by the neck and shake them up a little bit, because they are giving the impression that you may as well just write off a trip to the Caribbean this year, next year, maybe ever, because it's been, as they describe it, devastated. Well, there is devastation, and it's tragic, and our hopes, our prayers, and our checks are all flowing in their direction. But there are, by the grace of God, so many places that were untouched. One of the places that was only mildly touched but has a twin sister island that makes up its little group are Antigua, which was sheltered by some miracle from the brunt of the storm, and Barbuda. If any of you know the producer of any radio or TV show, somebody early on came out and said Barbuda. It's not Barbuda. Think Bermuda. It's Barbuda. Get people to say it right. I find that really irritating as well. And they have a kind of, you know, bittersweet story going on there, because if you've seen the pictures of the devastation in Barbuda, the smaller of the two islands, the the more boutique-like of the two islands. It's devastating, and it's frightening to watch and to hear people talk about what they have gone through. But thank God they're still here to talk about it. That's the joyous part, that they are alive and they will rebuild. And then, just across a little stretch of water, is their sister island, the bigger island, Antigua. Not to be confused with Antigua, which is on the other side of the ocean in Europe. So this is Antigua, and it's a wonderful place. I did my best. There was an outreach to me. I was so lucky to be asked to speak with the Minister of Tourism, Economic Development, Investment, and Energy for Antigua and Barbuda. And, of course, I jumped all over the chance to make that happen so that you can get the real story from the horse's mouth, not this reinterpretation of some reporter standing somewhere telling you what they think you ought to hear. And so, and you know, I like to go right to the source. And we are very lucky to have on the line with us the minister. The part that's the most important to me is the tourism part. I'm sure the economic development, investment, and energy are also very important parts of his portfolio. Minister Asat Michael, and we're going to be talking with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Andras Nelson's conducting Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 and Shostakovich Symphony No. 11, the year 1905. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I am so pleased to have on the line with us and to introduce you to and to meet for the first time myself by telephone, Minister Asat Michael. He's the Minister of Tourism, Economic Development, Investment, and Energy for the island nation group of Antigua and Barbuda. So I know how busy you are, and I know I pulled you out of a meeting with the Prime Minister. So.
And the World Bank.
And the World Bank. Well,
thank you. Thank you very, very much for having me on your show. I appreciate it. It's a great honor.
Well, thank you.
Let me start out by saying it is a story of two islands. Antigua has been relatively unaffected, but Barbuda was badly impacted. Fortunately, there's no structural damage to the tourism infrastructure in Antigua, and the international airport is opened and was opened within hours of the storm passing.
Wow.
All the hotels have been busy cleaning debris and are ready to accept guests in Antigua with over 1,200 hotel rooms available. There's only one hotel that will not reopen this week, and that was open before the arrival of Irma. None of the hotels currently closed for refurbishment have reported any delays in reopening due to the passage of the hurricane. So the point is, yes, indeed, Antigua is open up for business. It's very important that we get across that our country consists of two islands, and only one was impacted by the storm. Antigua, which is the larger of the two, which is also the seat of government, and where most of the commercial activity is located, has been given the all clear and is open for business. The airport is fully operational. Direct international flights have resumed from Europe, North America, and the Caribbean region. Hotels in Antigua, as I've just said, suffered little or no damage, mainly only to trees and landscaping. So 98% of the country's hotel and tourist facilities are located in Antigua and are now fully operational and receiving guests. Also, the four cruise ship berths in Antigua are all fully operational and capable of accommodating up to the quantum-class size ships. As I look out of the Prime Minister's office window right now, we just welcomed this morning in the St. John's Harbour the Carnival Line, the large Carnival cruise ship with nearly 6,000 guests and crew that was diverted from St. Martin. Yes, it is true that Barbuda was badly impacted by Hurricane Irma. Major relief efforts are underway. The entire population of the sister island of approximately 1,800 people, 1,800 have been temporarily evacuated to Antigua for their safety. Wow. But the point is that Barbuda has less than 100 hotel rooms, so there's minimal impact to the country's overall tourism plant. And you may ask, how can the public best help the Caribbean at this time? There are a number of ways the public can help. Visiting the Caribbean is one of the best ways to help the island. By booking a holiday to one of the unaffected or less affected islands like Antigua, It then ensures that these tourism-dependent islands are not indirect victims of Hurricane Irma, because tourism is the lifeblood of our economy. It contributes nearly 70% of our gross domestic product, GDP. So for those who aren't able to visit, many funds have been established by the government of Antigua and Barbuda, which we will give you those details after the interview, so you can donate to help an affected island. But people really should encourage their friends and family to visit by sharing past pictures and experiences. You know, the media has a very, very important role to play. And that's why I'm so happy that you allow me on your show today, so we can get the message out that Antigua is open up for business. And anyone visiting Antigua today will see that all the streets are clean. Shops are open. The market is bursting with fruit and vegetable stalls. So we need people to come. We need tourism to thrive. We need you to book a holiday and come to Antigua. Because as you just rightfully said, there will naturally be the perception that it is best to avoid visiting the Caribbean in certain months. However, we need to work with the media, persons like yourself, and our travel trade partners to ensure that people understand the weather during these months. Prices in September reflect the possibility of a day or two of rain. Visitors to Antigua over the last few decades have enjoyed lower price holidays, and their time on island has not been affected by weather.
Well, we're going to take a very quick break, and we're going to come right back and continue to talk with Minister Asat Michael, the Minister of Tourism, Economic Development, Investment, and Energy for the Island Nation Group of Antigua and Barbuda. Yes, that's Barbuda, people. Every time you hear it pronounced wrong, go correct somebody. Pick up a phone and call their production staff. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Goodbye to 10 tender nights. Besides the sill.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Under pressure to, because we came out of a meeting with the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda and the World Bank, I have on the line with me Minister Asad Michael, the Minister of Tourism, Economic Development, Investment and Energy for the island nation that is the group known as Antigua and Barbuda. And I am thrilled to have you with me. You know, I was so very happy to hear in the last segment, and if you missed any part of that, people, go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts. You can download it for 52 weeks and take us with you, or hear it in the archived audio in the show notes at sabrams.com. You know, I've been to Antigua many times, and I have worked with the people from tourism from Antigua and Barbuda, and I don't know if she is still with you. But for years, the person I work with was Marie Walker. Is she still around?
No, she's not.
Oh, well, if we run across her, it'd be nice to have a chat. And every time I came to Antigua, many times coming to Antigua, I was encouraged to go to Barbuda, and we just never made it because Antigua itself is such a seductive place. Describe, please, for our audience. I mean, there's so much sun and sand and palm trees. On the islands of the Caribbean, what is it that you believe is the real differentiator between Antigua and hopefully with the reemergence of Barbuda back on the scene, as opposed to any place else you could go and find some sand and a beach and a place to
relax?
Well,
that's very true. Everybody has the sun, the sand, and the sea. I think what differentiates Antigua in the marketplace is our people. Our people. The raw human capital of our islands of Antigua and Barbuda. The people, their friendliness, their warmth, their hospitality, their generosity, their lovingness, their caringness towards visitors that come to the islands set us apart from any other destination. When you come to Antigua and you experience firsthand its people, you will go back home and you will always want to come back year after year. You will never meet such friendly, loving, caring, warm people as the Antiguans and the Barbudans.
You know,
so that is what differentiates us.
You
are so correct. I would like to say, though, in closing, that the government will do whatever it takes in the short term to get Barbuda on its feet again. However, the best way to help our islands as we return to normal is for visitors to continue with their vacation plans or make plans to visit us as soon as possible to experience at first hand the warmth and the hospitality of our people. As I've said, anyone wishing to immediately contribute to the relief effort can do so by sending donations to the special accounts set up by the government exclusively for the disaster relief. And deposits can be sent internationally by bank wire transfers, and we will post on your website the banks, the Antigua Commercial Bank and the Caribbean Union Bank, that are located here in Antigua. And I would like to just say on behalf of the government and the people of Antigua and Barbuda, I would like to thank everyone who has reached out to us during and after the passage of Hurricane Irma. Our heartfelt condolences also go out to our fellow Caribbean islands who have been affected by this storm. We have worked closely with the private sector to ensure that all our visitors continue to experience a first-class product when they arrive, as Antigua saw very little impact from the storm. As I said, tourism is 70% of our GDP, and it is vital for our island. So we appeal to you to continue to assist us in letting the world know that Antigua is open up for business, which is the best way to support our efforts in the rebuild of our sister island of Barbuda. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you for listening and for giving me your time today.
Well, I really, really appreciate your joining us, Minister Asat Michael, and my very best to all the people from the section called Old Road that we got to know so well when we stayed at Curtain Bluff so many times.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. Please email me all of your details and the links where I can go to hear this interview, and I appreciate it, but I must run back into this meeting,
I
and I will be in touch.
I will call you. I can't believe
Send me all your contact numbers, and we can do another interview in a week or two again.
That would be great. I can't believe that we were lucky enough to get you to come out from the Prime Minister
Thank
and
you,
the World
darling.
Bank.
Thank
God,
you so much.
God
I
bless.
I have to run back in. Thank
and
you. Send me all your details. Thank you.
Our love to everybody in Antigua and Barbuda. Stay with
Bye.
Me, everybody.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
That was amazing. With all that is on his plate, that Minister Asat Michael from Antigua and Barbuda. Get the pronunciation straight, everybody. Please go correct or call up the producer of all those shows you watch and listen to, especially your local stations, and tell them they need to say it right. If, you know, for him to... I'm so impressed. Are you impressed that he left the meeting with the Prime Minister and the World Bank to come and talk to you? That's wonderful. You know, but that's so Barbudian and Antiguan. You know, it's so like the people of that destination because, you know, they try to grow an extra arm just so they have enough arms to check you in, carry your luggage, and hug you at the same time. It's just, they're wonderful people. So I'm going to take a look and see if in our already overscheduled fall and coming into winter travel plans, we can find a way to get down there, spend some time with those folks. That would be a nice thing. It'd be a nice thing if you plan to do that too. You know, one of the interviews I've done over the last more than 15 years now, and I think it's about or more than 3,500 hours of broadcasting. It's amazing that there are some interviews that just stand out because they were unique and unusual in some special, marvelous way. I don't know if he's still there. We haven't been to Antigua in a number of years now. Time for us to go back and do our part for the economy of the region. There's a fellow named Rob Sherman, and he was the managing director of Curtain Bluff Resort. And if you go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, put Curtain Bluff, two words, B-L-U-F-F, Curtain Bluff. And you'll get links. There is one of the interviews I did. I actually got to interview the owner and meet him and get to know him. Howard Holford, I want to say his name was, and his wife. They were lovely people. But amazing. When I interviewed Rob on one of those live telephone interviews in a live broadcast, he sounded so relaxed and whatever. And I said, "Where are you?" And he said, "I'm talking to you on a satellite phone, lying on a sailboat." He was out on his friend's sailboat. and doing the interview. And I want to tell you, I almost fell asleep while he was talking since it was so relaxing. Oh, well, stay with me. We'll be right back. Stephanie Abrams here. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickareed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Northern Ireland North Coast.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush, 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome Car is here, traveling between Albany, New York and Montreal through October 29th. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season and take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
She's a yellow rose in Texas. She can make a man a king.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's a little bit of a stretch, but maybe we've got two regions of the world that have been affected by some horrific weather of late. And having just spoken with Minister Asat Michael from Antigua and Barbuda, amazingly, Antigua was virtually unscathed and Barbuda was pretty much flattened. It's just incredible. They're right next to each other. It's a little teeny boat ride to get from one to the other. And so they're looking for you to come and visit. And, of course, we all know the sad story of what went on in Texas. I have to contact Mattress Mac, also known as Jim. What was his name? Ingvale? McIngvale. He owns Gallery Furniture in Houston, and I sent down a big box of stuff with slippers because people run around there barefoot because their shoes are all wet, and shampoos and soaps and things for the kids, all kinds of books and games and things and whatever. So I hope it got there. I'll have to check with our friends at FedEx and make sure it actually arrived. But, while Houston had its challenges, Texas is an amazingly big place. And I have on the line with me Teresa Anderson, who's the CEO of Visit Granbury in Granbury, Texas. We've had them on before. And if you want to talk about a Mayberry place, a place where you expect Pollyanna to come skipping through the garden gate, this is it. I've had them on. In the past years, we've talked about their down-home, old-fashioned 4th of July celebration, which one of these 4th of Julys, I think I'm going to try and find my way there. The problem I have, and I wouldn't call it a problem exactly, the glorious challenge I have, is that generally the opening of the Tanglewood season, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, is usually a day or two after the 4th of July. And over 4th of July, there's always some fabulous popular artists performing. In the last couple of years, it's been James Taylor. So I think I need to lie down on a copy machine, make a copy of me, and then one of me will stay put in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts and go to Tanglewood. And the other one of me will hop a flight and get down to Granbury, and it's Granbury. No, I'm not saying Cranberry wrong. It's Granbury, Texas, because this place just sounds darling. And I've got on the line Teresa Anderson, CEO of Visit Granbury. So how long do you actually live in Granbury, Teresa?
I do live in Granbury, but I'm new to Granbury. Nope. I'm from the Midwest, east of the Mississippi.
Where?
Indiana.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And what drew you to Granbury? The job was open and you said, let me have a look.
The job was open and it was actually a temporary position, and I do those kinds of things. I'll go to different communities and help get their destination marketing organization up, functioning, staffed, and then I move on and do that somewhere else. But there was something about Granbury that captured my spirit and my heart, And I have moved to Granbury.
You know, I understand that. Just from having at least twice, maybe three times or more, we've had somebody from Granbury Tourism, from Visit Granbury, on the air with us to talk about, you know, what's cooking there. And, you know, it's a very active, focused community that's always got, you know, really delightful events and things happening. And the way they do them, it just sounds, in this ridiculous world we live in, where the 21st century looks like it came out of a science fiction film, it really is kind of a step into a quieter and gentler time. So,
well, it absolutely is. And one thing about Granbury, it's a very genuine place. The people are genuine. The shops and restaurants and theaters on our historic square are genuine. Every building is on the National Historic Register. It's genuine. It's not a step back in time necessarily, because we're quite modern in our offerings. We have quality product in our shops. We have great restaurants. And we have all the modern amenities, but it's the culture of the place and the people of the place that keep it so genuine and so welcoming. I don't think I've ever been to a place where people instantly fall in love with you and want you to be so welcome and so comfortable.
Yeah, you gotta love that. Have you ever been out to Ferndale, California?
I have not been there yet.
All right. Well, it'll be a challenge for you, because it has a lot. I've never been to Granbury, but I'm going to tell you, I have been several times to Ferndale. And from everything I have learned talking with people who live in Granbury, who have, you know, been on the air with me to talk about some event or something going on. Because when you were talking, I was remembering I spoke with a woman who was, I think she might have been the coordinator for some event. I don't know why I want to say Junkin' in Granbury or something like that. It just
probably Junkin' in the Hood.
That was it.
That's one of our
I am good.
It's just a fabulous event we have in Granbury.
Yeah, well, I just pulled that one out of the hat. I mean, you know, it's not like I have notes or anything.
Good memory on your part.
Yeah, I catch more people in lies, Teresa, because they don't remember what they told me, and I remember either the day and the time if we were on the phone or what they were wearing and where we were when they told me the big lie. I do my best, though, not to embarrass people. I just, you know, register in my brain I'm dealing with a liar, so I know my customer next time. But in any event, yeah, I mean, every time I've ever spoken with anybody, the most interesting things are going on. I mean, I know communities that rely on the bigger communities around them to do whatever events and things and whatever, and they just kind of, you know, they live in a nice place and they kind of sleep there, but not much goes on in their town that is generated by the town itself. And, you know, you take Granbury and you guys are just always whipping it up.
I mean, we are, and there are a lot of communities in our country and in the world. They're bedroom communities, and indeed, you know, folks like to live there. They might have a great school system, a reason to get out of a metropolitan center. We consider Granbury indeed an edge city to Fort Worth, the Fort Worth-Dallas Metroplex, but it's a contained city, and it's a viable community that's got it. A fabulous school system, great theater. So we have a real mixture of the quality of life things that people want and desire for a place to live. Mm. Those same things equate for a great place to visit.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why Ferndale, California came to mind. They're far enough away not to be competition for you. But if you see either the film Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman or The Majestic with Jim Carrey, both of those films were shot in Ferndale and on the main street. And neither that hospital in Outbreak nor the Majestic actually exist. They were just built by the movie set people. Have you done anything to go after some, you know, location company that picks places for a film? Because it sounds to me like Granbury is the place. So.
Well, Granbury is a great place, and quite by chance, we've got a film being shot in Granbury this week and next week.
What are they filming?
They're filming the third part to a three-part series. It's called Lake Fear 3. And they just started filming yesterday. They'll conclude next week. I met earlier today with the cast and crew. And
is that for TV or movies?
It's movies. It's an independent film.
How do you like that? Okay, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. We're talking with Teresa Anderson, the CEO of Visit Granbury, Texas. But this yellow rose is always here when you come home again.
She knows I've done some hard times.
You stumbled and you fell. I just kept your pride from dying.
You saved my soul from hell.
She's a diamond of the desert. She's a golden flower of spring. She's a yellow rose in Texas. She can make a man a king.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call
call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Teresa Anderson, the CEO of Visit Granbury in Granbury, Texas. You know, you were making a comment about how often, you know, you have the kind of bedroom communities of some big commuter city and whatever. It's not going to make me very popular with my neighbors and those who are trying to get something off the ground somewhere, but I live in a place that's, you know, fairly rural, and you know, the big city next to us has probably, I don't know, 35,000-40,000 people in it, so it's not, you know, like Chicago or New York City or something. And even so, while, you know, from time to time people in the community will get together to pull off an event for celebrate something special, or you know, celebrate somebody special or do something, it's not done in the same ongoing, amazing way. We just came back from Rochester, New York. And my goodness, the people there, I mean, it's a festival a weekend. You'd think you were in Milwaukee in the summer, where they actually have a festival every weekend all summer long. And those are big, because they'll get like 150,000 people over a weekend coming to their festival grounds. But that's a big city as compared to, I mean, I think it must be bigger than Rochester is. But Rochester is like this happening place where there's always something going on. And you kind of almost expect that when you get into bigger populations. But how big is the population of Granbury, Teresa?
Actually, Granbury is less than 10,000 people.
Yeah.
It's quite spread out. We do have Lake Granbury that takes up a lot of the physical space. So we have that as our backdrop. And when you have something that magnificent, 30 miles long of lake, that it just really has a way of anchoring what the community is about. So we have a lot of outdoor recreation here, a lot of homes that families that live on the lake and the river. There's a lot of boating, jet skiing.
You're no kidding. I was just thinking that my pontoon boat was having lake envy.
Probably is having lake envy, because it's a fabulous lake.
Yeah,
so there's a
30
lot of
miles
activity
long,
there.
30 miles
so we have
long
the lake.
Lake
as our backdrop, and then we have this fabulous historic downtown square that is just a couple of blocks from the lake. And so we have that close proximity, which gives it, I believe, a real intimacy. We also have fabulous family neighborhoods and things like that. So it's a great place to live, and it's a great place to be. And I've just moved here, so I'm really enjoying getting to know the area that much more. But when you were talking about Milwaukee and other larger metropolitan areas putting on like a summer's worth of festivals and events and ongoing things, we don't do that in Granbury. But what we do, we do with purpose. And whatever we produce, we want it to be kind of within our brand, the brand of Granbury, the uniqueness of Granbury. We've got one coming up in October. It's called the Harvest Moon Festival of the Arts. It's October 21st and 22nd, and it's a collaboration of different art groups, and we've got fabulous artisans coming here, and it's a celebration of our culture. It's a celebration of the arts component and that creative spirit that we have in Granbury.
Wow. You know, the more I hear, and now you are a new entry to add to others that we've spoken with over the last few years in Granbury, go to sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com or travelers411.com and put Granbury, Granbury, into the search box. You're going to get links to archived audio of interviews we've done in the past. It's worth giving a listen to. And you'll even hear about that Junkin' in the Neighborhood. Junkin' in the Hood? What was it?
Junkin' in the Hood. You're exactly right. Yeah. Junkin' in the Hood.
That thing sounded like, years ago I was invited by Congressman Rangel's office to one of the events. Actually, I wound up going twice, so I went to actually three events, two one day, and the other one was an evening thing called These Joints Are Jumpin'. And it was exactly what it sounded like. You know, you went from one place to another, and there was different music in each one, and some really great jazz musicians, and there's something to nibble at everyone you went to, representative of wherever you were. And that kind of reminded me when, you know, the gal I was speaking with was telling us about, you know, Junkin' in the Hood and whatever, and what a great magnet it is to bring not only the community together, but bring visitors in to come. And I don't know, every time I talk with somebody from Granbury, and you fit right in here, Teresa Anderson, I have a vision of, you know, the Disney crew down ready to make a movie about, I mean, you just have the perfect spot for it. And, you know, with 30 miles of lakefront, or distance, I guess the lakefront would be a whole lot more than 30 miles.
It would be more, yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be at least double and then some. But you would think that, you know, people, that movie makers would be all over you.
Well, we're hoping to get more and more involved in that. We'd love to have people come and see our community, and we'd love for it to be showcased in a positive way, of course. And so we can share it with the world, because it is a truly special and unique place.
Wow. So when you decided that it was time to move on from whatever you were doing in Illinois, and you found out about a position that was intriguing in Granbury, Texas, did you accept the position before you actually arrived, or did you come down and interview and go home and pack up and then come back?
No, that's not at all how it happened, actually. When I first came, I was first contracted to come to help with the startup. I was only going to be here for 90 days. And that was the plan. Then I would return to my home, and I'm actually from Indiana. Then, after about 60 days, it was clear to me there was so much more work to do. Such a charming community, a fabulous group of people I worked
you were
with
hooked.
And for.
You were smitten. You fell in love. That was it.
So I went ahead with a one-year contract.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, I'll just stay here a little bit longer. Got a cute little apartment on the square. Still had my home in Indiana. My husband can go back and forth. So that was all good. But I just fell in love with the place, the people, the culture, the spirit. I fell in love with it. And so for the first time in my entire life, I'm moving away from Indiana, and I'm going to be a Texan.
Well, yeah, I love it. And you can't get a better testimonial than that. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,